Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Just to reset where we're at with Michigan, and the lines are open if you want to talk about the latest. Michigan is not going to cooperate here with the NCAA. They're going to fight with the NCAA. They don't want a negotiated resolution over the Connor Stallions saga. There's a 137-page document, a portion of which Yahoo Sports obtained, and they wrote about. So this is going to go to the hearing, the Committee on Infractions, and this is going to be a lengthy fight that could drag out over some more time. What it boils down to is you got level one violations, 6 of them. Michigan doesn't believe some or all are level ones. And that's going to get into the degree of punishment here. But I think when you have multiple assistants aware of Stallion's transgressions, whether they were ordered or not, and those assistants don't involve compliance, you have a failure to monitor, which is level one. When you're already on probation and you have a level one failure to monitor, I understand why the NCAA is saying, hey, enough of you guys playing defense and not giving us the info here. You may be guilty of even more. We just can't figure out because you're all kind of holed up on this together. Michigan's going to fight it as they've attempted to fight this all along. If you guys have a reaction, 248-539-9797. And John's question has been, why do people treat Stallions like this cult hero when he is at the center of it? That's the thing you can't fight. Yeah. There's evidence there with him. That's at the center of it.
That's just something I don't understand. When somebody does something like that and they bring this type of attention to the program, it's not something that you celebrate.
Yet there he is at tailgates.
It angers me to no end.
Bars before the game. Hey, it's our guy, Connor Stallions. Michigan's roster was loaded. How many guys in the NFL? They've bullied Ohio State before and after Stallions. I feel like you didn't have to, and you did, and it tarnishes it, and it's his fault, and how corrupt everything is, I guess, still open to interpretation, but stuff happened, and I don't get fighting it. All right, we've got more to talk about today besides this Michigan story. We'll get to the Lions. They got free agents to decide, stay or go. We'll get to that at 8:50. At 9:02, the Detroit star we're not talking enough about, and we'll mix in some Pistons trade deadline. We're 8 days away. John, I'm sure you've seen in the news, we got stories about restaurants with some pretty gross food conditions. Rats, yeah. Dead flies, and moldy garlic. The Detroit News has a story. And this isn't even related to the Lafayette and American stuff that's been in the news either.
No, and I mean, it's top of mind because of what's going on downtown. And you see these articles all the time about, you know, restaurants that have had infractions, right? They may not be shut down, but there's, you know, reporting on different things that pop up at different restaurants or maybe going on behind the scenes that maybe consumers want to be aware of.
Level one or level two infraction.
Right. Yes. Obviously, we've heard about some level one infractions going on downtown.
So, yeah, the headline was restaurant inspections, dead flies in alcohol bottles, moldy garlic found in Novi. Detroit News with the story. These are only some of the violations found in Oakland County between November and January, according to inspection reports.
And we got to thinking, and we were sharing some stories of different things maybe we've found in food. And I know there are a lot of people that have had some gross things. And obviously the typical one is you find a hair in your food, right? And you take a big bite out of whatever it is that you're enjoying. And then that you're like, what is that? And you start pulling and it just seems like it never ends.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Have you guys ever had anything that you found in your food that just made you gag?
Thankfully, no. The hair is probably the worst of
it. That's what the most common. Yeah, I think everybody. If you go out to eat at all, eventually you're gonna find a hair in your food.
Yeah, or if you go to a potluck. Oh.
Oh yeah. Well. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And don't go to the some of the kids events where people bring.
My son helped me make these cookies.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You're looking at the one that's, you mean the one standing next to you with boogers hanging
exactly.
on his shirt? Yeah. Not really. I may donate the money, but that's not going to be eaten. When I was in D.C., this has affected me to this day, and it always will. I found a fingernail.
Oh, no.
In the food.
No.
And so now anytime I go to a restaurant, and whether it's the server or if it's a fast food joint and, somebody is behind the counter and they've got long fingers, like, hey, you can do whatever you want, but there's a reaction that I have. I'm out. I can't eat.
Was
I can't.
It like the whole, like,
oh,
long
yeah,
strip?
Yeah. I don't know. Like somebody was trimming their fingernails and it. Right over top
right
of
over
the pot of food, yeah.
Oh. John, you should be worried about the people with short fingernails.
Right, because they've trimmed them.
Yeah.
And they're in your food. Yeah.
Oh, what about like a I'm thinking because I have a Band-Aid. Sliced my finger open this weekend.
Oh, a Band-Aid.
What about a Band-Aid?
Well, I've never found a Band-Aid in the food.
I haven't either, but I was just thinking like, if you're washing your hands a lot and you don't have gloves on, this Band-Aid could easily just go.
I had a friend that had that happen at a restaurant.
A Band-Aid in the food?
Yeah, I used Band-Aid.
I would assume it was a used Band-Aid. More
right.
likely to be a used Band-Aid
but no,
than a
but
random
I mean, you knew you could tell it was used.
Oh, like it was...
Seepage.
Like, no!
Don't say that!
No!
Yes!
A friend of yours?
Yes!
Have you ever had anything like that?
Hair. What John described is just sickening. When you realize you have a hair and you start pulling it out of your mouth.
Never.
Yeah, it's like floss.
Sounds like you've done that, outdoorsman.
Yes, it's one thing.
Kill Bambi and then cut a hair and go.
Those are shorter hairs.
Wow.
Still work.
So clearly we want to know what you've experienced here, because apparently this is happening.
Dead flies or bugs, I bet people have found.
You know, and this will sound, the necessarily a bug in your, like the fly in your soup. It really doesn't gross me out that much. It just doesn't. I mean, it's not like I'm going to sit there and eat it, but it's...
Oh, I'd be done.
When I get the hair in the food, I am... The plate is pushed away. I'm done. And I don't know why that is.
Well, the one thing that you asked when we were talking about this before the show, about the dead flies around the alcohol.
How does that even happen? Yeah, because what was the headline, right? It was
dead flies found in alcohol bottles.
And it happened at multiple restaurants in this particular article.
And it's not just the worm at the bottom, right? That's
right. No, they're attracted to the fruity smells of some of the alcohol.
Right, the sugar, the fermented sugar.
And they weren't closed properly, and the flies went in.
Get in.
And
I just don't understand, like, how can you not put the top on a bottle?
Well, they use those porer things, which a bug could probably get through.
And see, like, in my head, I was picturing, like, old beer bottles that weren't cleaned up just sitting in, like, the bar back and flies just getting in.
Well,
which
sure,
is also,
but,
like,
yeah, but that's
up.
Trash.
I know.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is different, but that's what I
You're not
going to
serve. You're going to reserve those.
No,
refill
but I
them.
Bet they would be get a violation for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
even if
sure.
It's not something that's going to be served.
I think the other thing here, though, too, is just observances at a restaurant that gross you out. Because we had a dive bar that we used to go to when I was in college. And it was in Pontiac. And it had a grill where they'd make burgers and bar food. And one time we saw a cockroach go right across the edge.
Oh, yeah. Out.
I kind of feel like cockroach is a deal breaker. Yeah. You know? I mean, like, I could go back to a place that one time had a hair. I don't know about a cockroach.
Okay, yeah, maybe. But no, a bug? A cockroach?
Like, especially
it's significant in size. Oh,
right. Well, yeah. I know the rat stuff's in the headlines, too. That's
a no-go for me.
Especially multiple times.
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Mouse droppings or rat droppings. Anywhere in that, yeah, I'm not the flavor that you're looking for.
Well, I bet people who work in restaurants, I don't know if I want to hear their stories, but I used to work back in the day when I was in college at a country club, and everyone could walk through. I could walk through the kitchen and like grab a French fry or like grab.
Yeah.
Everyone was allowed in the kitchen. I'm sure people have seen some nasty things or seen somebody do something nasty to a dish that was about to be served.
Let us know. 248-539-9797. Apologies.
Lick it clean.
Oh. If you haven't eaten your breakfast yet, we're sorry.
Yeah.
But I know people have stories. I see the phones blowing up. It's in the news everywhere now, not just the Coney Islands downtown, but apparently, yeah, in Oakland County, we're seeing dead flies and moldy garlic and all kinds of stuff. It's a story in the Detroit news. We want to hear from you. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury attorney of any sort is, in fact, by definition and by name, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, look, we're going to talk Pistons trade deadline in the 9 o'clock hour. This conversation, they're one of the most fascinating teams a week away. A star we're not talking enough about in the city of Detroit at 9:02. We've got questions for the Lions. Stay or go They're free agents. And we've got this restaurant story in the Detroit News. You guys have heard about the Lafayette rat issue. This isn't even regarding that.
No.
This is Detroit News talking about Oakland County businesses that have had issues with moldy garlic and flies and all kinds of health code violations. So we've asked you guys, like, what have you seen?
What have you found? And
how does it impact you? Yeah.
Yeah. The impact. Like, what is it that you've heard where you're like, okay, I heard about this. I'm not going back.
Because I think a one-off, like a hair in, like a meal, I'm like, it's gross, but I'm not, if it's a place I like, I'll give them another chance.
Right, yeah, to me, that's, okay, I don't want to finish this one, but it might not prevent me from going back.
Texters say, I found a cigarette butt in the bottom of my hot fudge sundae.
No.
Oh.
No.
I found a shotgun pellet in my burger at a well-respected restaurant.
Get out of here.
How does that even happen?
It depends how the animal died.
What's wrong with moldy bread? Signed, Dan Campbell.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Motivator.
Come on, get tough, guys. I saw a glory hole at a restaurant in Fort Worth. Signed, Jerry. Let's get... out of context, that's going to sound really weird to people. Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys used that phrase in talking about his football team.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to Rudy in Ypsilanti. Rudy, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I ended up, I was at a place in Detroit, man. I went to get an omelet. Man, it was amazing. Every time I used to go there, it was great. So I went to take a bite. The very first bite I went to take, something clinged onto my tooth. And I was like, man, what is it? So I spit it out on my tray, and it was a screw. So when I went back, I was like, hey, guys, man, I found this screw. The guy was like, oh, yeah, this is for our shredder and our onion shredder. I guess I must have fell out of there. I guess that's not too bad. So another restaurant in West Bloomfield, I went, I said, man, it can't be two in a row, can it? So I went to get another omelet. So I'm sitting there. The guys that were prepping my meal, they were sitting there doing karate. I'm like, what is this, man? This is dead. These guys are doing karate. But anyways, I'll try it out. Hole in the wall, it can't be that bad. First bite I went to take, a red hair clinging from my omelet. I'm like, oh, so I call the guy. The dude comes out. He had a red beard. I'm like, oh, dude, you're the guy who made my omelet. They apologized, but I couldn't do it. Ever since that, I couldn't go.
You'll never eat an omelet again.
I was done.
Or not there anyway.
I couldn't do it.
Was
not
that,
there at any of those places.
Was that both in the same day? As you said, you left
both,
one.
No, this is same week, different days.
Okay.
Yeah. I just said, yeah, two. Yeah, I'm not going to go for my third strike. So I just sat it out, man.
Oh, man.
A screw in the omelet.
Any dental issues with that?
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. Could be.
I mean, wrong bite.
Yeah.
Rudy. That was Rudy.
He had dental issues?
No.
I don't know it.
It's a chant from Rudy. Never mind.
I know it's a chant. Yeah. I don't know the story.
Yeah, obviously somebody at that first restaurant had a screw loose.
I don't know how I feel about that joke.
That joke.
Jay in Ann Arbor, save us. Jay, good morning.
Stupid.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What have you seen?
Similarly to Rudy, I was walking around in Ann Arbor with my family one night, as many of us do with young kids, and it became an hour where we were like, well, I guess we have to eat now. She's hungry. Stopped at a new taco place at the time, and I got a sampler platter, and similarly to the guy, there was a large bolt in my taco. Most annoying to me was the fact that it was not the first taco, and they were good. I think that's what was horrible. Was that it was good, and like the drinks were good, having a nice time. We waited forever for food because they were short-staffed, and then there was the bolt, you know. But I've never seen a server so freaked out. She was on the phone with like manager, owner, I don't know, and they comped the bill in the end. But I still, like, we still left the server a nice tip because, you know, it wasn't her fault. But
something in the kitchen.
Yeah, mortified. I had not even thought about that. The fact that it could have been like from a shredder or something, which makes sense if, you know, tacos have all sorts of stuff on them.
Yeah.
But you didn't order it that way. You didn't want the metallic taste in your tacos.
Yeah right. No, I mean, and it was one of those things. Like, it's downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It was good. So we certainly would have gone back, and it's the kind of place
it's
that
a fluke.
Like, could be quick. Yeah, fluke, but like it puts a bad taste in your mouth, and you never want to go back.
Literally.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Jay, appreciate the phone call. Good
the
stuff.
The screw or the bolt, like that could create serious dental issues or, I mean, cuts in your mouth. Or imagine if you chomped swallowed it.
Only one way it's coming out.
Yeah, definitely going to have to spit that one out.
Let's get to Jason in Clinton Township. Jason, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, listen, I was telling you, screener, that when I was in high school, I was in a culinary arts program. And we would make food for, like, students and teachers come in, eat lunch. And we made this huge vat of minestrone soup. And one of the kids had spit their gum into the soup.
Oh.
And it got mixed in. Oh. And it was served. A teacher was talking to somebody eating their soup, and he was just chewing down. He's like, what the heck is this? And he pulls out the gum. And obviously, everybody was just mortified. I did not know that someone had spit the gum while they're making it. I found out afterwards. We all knew who it was. It was a really bad kid, and it was just like, it was so nauseating, and I'm sitting there thinking about, like, when John was talking about finding a piece of hair, and it's like floss. I was like, oh, I'm dry heaving. This story still makes me dry heave because I did not see the teacher's face. I was in the back of the house that day, but everybody just said, I mean, it was sheer horror. Like, you know, his eyes literally turned into golf balls. I mean, it was just like, oh my God.
Well, I mean, you guys, Heather, you know what type of soup it was, right?
What kind of soup was it, John?
It had to be gumbo.
Heather, at least it wasn't a dirty joke. It was just a cheesy, dumb dad joke. With John, those are wins. And the best part is,
he's the only one that finds it funny.
There's more where that came from. Now a little peek into what my kids have to deal with on a daily basis. Come on, that one was on a T.
Funniest guy in the world in his own mind.
There's only one person that has to laugh at you. If you can't laugh at your own jokes, then they're really not funny.
We got a dealer's choice situation here, John. Do you want more fingernail stories? We got cockroaches. We got horse flies.
I like ones I can relate to, so let's go with the nail.
All right, Shane, this is an anniversary dinner.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jansen, your jokes always kill me, man. They're so funny.
Thank you.
So, long story short, this is Beaver Meat Shane calling in again.
My favorite. Love you, too. And,
So, Beaver Meat's out of this segment. So, my wife and I were at an anniversary dinner down in Detroit. Very upscale, very nice restaurant. She gets her steak. I get my pork chop, and she gets like this side of crab salad. And in her second bite, she bites in, and a fingernail. She bites into a fingernail, and so we had got the waiter's attention and everything. They ended up bringing the waiter, the hostess, and the manager had came out, and they ended up giving us like a free bottle of champagne. They told us each to pick our own dessert that we wanted. They asked me to go around the table to sit next to her, and they brought out a photographer and took our picture and gave us like the email link to have it printed out. And our bill was going to be about $600-700. And, obviously I said they didn't let us pay for it, but I ended up tipping them like $450 anyway. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was our experience.
So it begs the question, are you glad they put the fingernail in your food?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I was kind of throwing out, this is probably my Jansen moment. I looked up at the manager and I said, if I come back, you guys can put another fingernail in there for us.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. If that's the trade-off, as gross as it is, champagne, dessert, comped meal.
Yeah.
Pictures. Ugh. Yeah. Wow.
Order it with the fingernail discount. We got texts who have razor blades and others.
No.
We'll get phone calls and texts as we continue this
like
conversation.
Like attempted murder.
It kind of feels that way. It's 97.1. as John would say, you can stare at us on Twitch. You could watch.
Yeah. Watchers.
You could also listen on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen to 97.1 The Ticket on the app for a chance at the ultimate trip to Vegas. We've been talking about some gross things you've seen in the restaurants. Not just the rat stuff downtown with the Lafayette, but also the story in the Detroit News about various businesses in Oakland County. What have you seen, and how has it impacted you going back to those places? Let's get to Emily in Grand Rapids. Emily, you're on 97.1.
Hey, so this isn't a story about a restaurant, but it is a funny story about finding something in your food. And John, you'll appreciate this. So my dad was out fishing this fall and was eating some cashews out of a bag. The bag ends up ripping open, so he just pours the rest of them into one of his fishing vest pockets. Later, he's out in the river, and he reaches into his pocket for some cashews, puts a handful in his mouth, and starts chewing. And one of the cashews is really, really chewy. So he works at it for about 30 seconds before he finally spits it out to look at it. And that chewy cashew was actually a dried leech.
Yeah. You never know what's in a fisherman's pocket. That's for sure.
Yeah, he had fun with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dried leech.
Yeah. Did he do the I was going to say, I wonder if he did the dad thing.
She's still there.
Oh, Emily, did he do the dad thing and finish?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, well, I'm not going to waste the cashews. I don't know if he ate the dried leech, but he definitely, it didn't stop him from continuing to eat the rest of the cashews.
Right.
Such a dad move. Emily, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Let's get to Steve in Detroit. Steve, you're on 97.1. Talk to us. Steve.
Yeah, hi, this is Steve in the room. Out for a walk. Yeah, I am... a restaurant once and had it eat my salad, bit into it, I had a Band-Aid in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I actually bit into it.
That's why I try and stay away from salads.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's why, yeah.
And Steve, you've never had a salad since, right?
Oh, yeah, I did, but yeah. But yeah, it was pretty disturbing at first, yeah. And then after a while, they offered us, well, you guys want to stay, you want to leave? We stayed, and they prompted us a few things. So, yeah, this was a few years ago, and I'm still alive, so I guess
it
didn't kill me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the thing about a lot of these is it's really not – okay, you could get food poisoning, right? But you get over it. It's – rarely seems like these are life or death situations.
Unless there's a razor blade in your food.
A razor blade, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, Jeremy in Heartland, you had a razor blade in your food.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I had two good stories. One was a razor blade. We were out at a nice restaurant for my father's birthday at a seafood restaurant, and I stupidly ordered a chicken sandwich. And as the waitress was bringing it out, I could see something shiny on my plate on the bun. She puts it at my plate, and just underneath the chicken was a small razor blade.
Oh
my gosh.
So what was their, obviously you asked them about it and brought it to their attention. What was their response?
Sorry, and she quickly grabbed the plate, took it away, and then comped my meal. So... that was one story, and then the other story was I was at a sub place, I won't say where, but and for some reason I decided to actually eat there. Normally I just take it and go, and I was eating my sub, and I bit down and bit onto something hard, started going through it, and inside the chicken was a piece of wood that I split in two.
Like how big a piece of wood are we talking here?
About the size of a thumbnail.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, in comparison to the sandwich. Yeah, it's not that big, but it's enough.
The sub is not huge.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you said you ate there, though, right? So you could go up and say something.
Correct.
Yeah. How do they explain it? How does that even end up in the sandwich?
Well, I guess the chicken is not made there. The chicken's made from a big corporation who probably was using a wood paddle to, I don't know, grind it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I ended up with 6 free subs and a $25 gift card to because they make a lot of different products that you can buy at the grocery store.
Okay. Huh. Got something out of it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. These places feel so terrible when it happens.
Oh, sure, yeah. And a lot of times, the server is the one that usually takes the bullets but they're not the one that made the food.
Just walked
and
it out.
Sometimes, like you said, sometimes it's made off-site, and those that are serving it, those that are making it, if they don't see it when they're processing it and making the food, they don't even know it's there.
Last word on this. Kevin in Livonia, you got a story for us?
Yeah, I used to own a point-of-sale company here in Michigan, so I've seen a lot of restaurants, and I've got more stories if you got 4 more hours. But basically, I was at a wedding. We were eating from the buffet line, and I saw a Band-Aid and the Maz Cacioli. Never more happy that I didn't have Maz Cacioli. But my other story is I was at a restaurant in Southfield, and I got halfway through my spinach pie, and I noticed there was a little burnt cockroach in there.
Oh.
So I waved the waitress over, and she takes a look in there. She says, "Oh, I'll take that off your bill." And I'm thinking more like, I just got a free lunch, which ended up getting a free lunch. But anyway, that's it.
Ooh. At least it was well done.
It's cooked.
Yeah.
Extra protein.
You might think of it that way.
There are people who eat, like some of these baseballs, ballparks will sell like grasshoppers.
Sure.
Have you seen
grasshoppers? Yeah, I've seen it. That is a much different, I think, experience than
a cockroach.
A cockroach.
And you also know you're ordering grasshoppers. Nobody orders the cockroach.
The cockroach.
I'll have your finest cockroach added to the top, please. 248-539-9797. End of the hour, 8:50. Lions free agents, stay or go. What do you do with Carlton Davis, Kevin Zeitler, Teddy Bridgewater? Let's get to Heather with the news.
A Michigan man was arrested this week after fighting with a bank security guard and stabbing him in the face.
Oh.
Yeah, on Monday, as bank employees were like ready to leave for the day, right? This suspect stood in the door and was blocking their way. It was like, no, you can't get out of here. I want to go into the bank. He tried to enter the bank. The security guard was there and said, no, buddy, we're closed. You got to get out of here. Well, that's when this fight broke out. The guy stabbed the security guard in the face with this cordless engraving pen.
Ooh.
Yeah, yikes. Anyway, the guy stayed at the bank, and police found him, took him into custody. He's facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon and obstruction. So who knows what was going on in his mind there.
At least he wasn't charged with fleeing.
No, yeah, he stayed. I think he did try to flee, but he didn't get very far.
Yeah.
Police serving a subpoena in Battle Creek were greeted with quite the surprise. A police cadet was met at the door by a five-year-old with a loaded gun.
Years old.
Yes. Last Saturday, this cadet went to a home just before 10 a.m. and a five-year-old child with a large knife opened the door. When the cadet asked the child, hey, you need to have an adult come to the door, the child returned with a loaded handgun. Thankfully, the child was disarmed before the gun was fired. A woman was detained along with two men in the home. And unfortunately, the house was in such poor condition that it was actually condemned. There was five kids there taken into protective custody. Mm. One actually required hospitalization. So I guess it's a good thing that these police showed up at the door. Authorities are pursuing neglect and weapons related charges. An Eagles fan celebrating the team's NFC championship win is now on life support after falling from a light pole on Sunday in Philly. And there was warnings saying, hey, please do not climb the light poles, right? Like this.
Most of the time they go around and they oil them up and grease them up. Yeah.
I remember stories in years past of them doing that. Well, this 18-year-old suffered brain trauma during this fall, transported to a hospital. But he was only one of several people injured during Sunday celebrations. At least two people were shot. One person was stabbed. Multiple cops were assaulted in separate incidences. And then you had that woman who barreled her car into this big group of people, and you had like eight injured there. So something should have been a joyous moment turned into kind of a dangerous moment for sure. A man, also talking about dangerous, a man in Pittsburgh ended up in the hospital on Monday after he was injured by an exploding toilet.
Classic. Oh, look out.
Yeah, this guy, 65 years old, was at City Hall when I guess nature called. So he went to go use the bathroom and the toilet tank shattered and sent shards of porcelain flying everywhere. A spokesperson said that a fixture on the toilet failed due to like some old plumbing. The guy ended up with a gash on his leg.
Ooh,
yeah, I know.
Close call.
Yes. There is audio from first responders that were called to the scene.
Along with EMS and the sheriff's units, are requesting a city officer respond to the fifth floor. They have a 65-year-old male with a gash to his leg after having a toilet explode.
What?
Yeah. I'm glad, first of all, glad it sounds like he's going to be okay.
He's going to be fine, but still, it could have been a lot worse.
Sure. It could have been a lot worse. Yes. Bragging rights forever, though.
I mean, he might have a fear of going potty for the rest of his life.
Yeah. No kidding. Heather with the news. All right. 902, the Detroit Star, we're not talking enough about. Coming up next, free agents. Stay or go with the Lions. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's cold outside. Don't let the cold creep into your house. If you need a furnace service today, do what I did. Call Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and here's maybe the best part, same-day service. Plus, there's that 5-year warranty, so you know you're covered. Save a bundle with their winter bundle, up to $1,500 in savings when you buy a new furnace, AC, and generator. Call for details, or you can visit them online at mastercraftheating.com.